This is Dr. Subach. I'm dictating a progress note on Marie Renaud. Last name R-E-N-A-U-D. Marlene, M-A-R-L-E-N-E. Place was her private apartment in Fenton. Date was April 21st, 2022. New paragraph, chief complaint. Mrs. Renaud was seen regarding a possible follow-up period. She actually was in the ER, and she had a nosebleed, and it was a gusher that lasted several hours, period. She was in the ER and stayed for several hours, period. They did some packing, and she had packing in for about 2 to 3 days, and that came out, period. There's currently no bleeding, period. She denies any dizziness, period. There's no other bleeding, period. She denies any other major problems, period. She continues to have dementia, which is moderate, and she needs caregivers and to give her meds, and she has a guardian, period. She was pleasant, though, and she can still do most of her basic activities of daily living, period.
The Obama administration routinely targeted Americans and then lied about it. There was a selling of his landmark legislative case, of course, Obamacare.
The paragraph. Today she seems about like her baseline, physically and mentally, period. She denies nasal discharge, period. Compared to review of systems, is negative for chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, abdominal pain, diarrhea, bleeding, fever, headaches, dysuria, for incontinence, period. Her vision and hearing are good, period. She denies significant arthralgias, period. New paragraph passes, she is positive for dementia, hypertension, and osteoarthritis, period. New paragraph. Family says she's adopted and doesn't know her biological parents, period. She has a brother who thinks she is, who she thinks is healthy, period. New paragraph, sources, no smoking, ethanol abuse. New paragraph, examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. Here, she's alert and ambulatory with steady gait. Blood pressure 162 over 88, pulse 77, respiratory rate 18. O2 saturation 95%. Head and neck exam. Pupils equal and reactive light. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Exoculum was normal. And nostrils had no blood or scabs that I could see. Oral mucosa normal. Ear normal inspection. Pupils equal and reactive to light. Lids normal. Conjunctiva normal. Lungs clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal and soreness is 2. No gout, no murmur. Slight edema. Fetal pulse is palpable. Abdomen soft and tender. Organomegaly. CNS cranial is normal. Sensation intact. Motor tone, bulk, and strength are normal. Gait is just slightly unsteady, but she gets around with a walker, period. Actually, gets around the house without a walker, but needs a walker for longer distances. Interrogate, musculoskeletal. She has slight hammer toes. Interrogate, mental status. She's not fully oriented in time and place, and affect was normal. Interrogate, assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Renaud has had a nosebleed, period. The blood pressure is up, period. Her Eliquis, I believe, has been stopped in the hospital, will need to be resumed soon. I need to get more information as to why she's on the Eliquis, period. She had no insight into this, period. In paragraph 2, she has hypertension, and that's a bit up here. She's now on the sartan 25 milligrams daily, and I will increase to 50 milligrams daily and continue metoprolol. 50 milligrams BID, period. She has dementia, alternative with epizole, 10 milligrams daily, and memantine, 5 milligrams daily, period. The order of basic metabolic panel, period.
screaming my reality towards such a way. I don't really want to go there, but it seems like the
This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.